I am an example from this day forward. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am an example from this day forward. And that's the only thing I can ever do, is act from this instant, this moment, this nowness forward. I cannot live in the past. I cannot live in the future. I cannot hope for things. I cannot wish for things. And I can not wish things hadn't happened or did happen. All I can do is live in now. And as I live in now, I am an example from this day forward of who and what I really am. I have visited with so many people in hospitals and so many people in their homes and so many people just by email and by telephone and what have you, all of who tell me their problem, all of who tell me what their concern is, what their illness is, what their needs are, and I say to them, hey, there's only one thing you can do. There's only one thing you can do. You can either, well, two things. You can stay on the miserable trap that you're in, or you can step into a new program for yourself. Now, what would you like to do? Would you like to set a new program for yourself, or would you like to stay on the old program that you've been on and that brought you to the hospital, or that brought you to your illness, or brought you to your problem? Where would you like to be? I personally am an example from this day forward of whoever I choose to be. Now, I choose to be a healthy, wealthy, fantastic, happy, lovely person that is just enjoying life to the fullest. Oh boy, that sounds good, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Now, can you do that? Can you enjoy life to the fullest? Well, yes, you can. But you can only do it from this day forward. And only if you are an example of what you want to express. Now, if you go into the hospital and you say, what's your problem? And then they recite their laundry list of problems. And then you say, well, all right, let's put a new cause in motion. Let's start putting things in motion for you to have a happy, healthy, wonderful life. And they say, wow, yes, yes. Well, now, wouldn't it have been wonderful? Wouldn't it have been wonderful if you had gone into the hospital and said to your friend, golly, you look wonderful. You look fantastic. I see you whole and perfect. I see every organ, action, function of your body whole and perfect. I see you fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. And they'll say, you're crazy. And you'll say, no, this is how I see you, because this is how you are. This is who you are. You are that fantastic being, that fantastic, wonderful person that I've always known that I am. I am an example from this day forward of what I believe about myself. Now, what are you from this day forward for what you believe about yourself? Who do you believe you are? What kind of a person do you believe that you are? Do you believe that you're a wonderful person? Do you believe you're a fantastic person? Do you believe you're a glorious person? What kind of person do you believe that you are? Well, whatever type of person you think of yourself as, then that is what you will be. When you go to a person and say, my God, you look terrible. You look like death warmed over. What's going on in your world? What's your problem? And then they'll tell you. And are you helping them? Are you helping yourself? If I say there now is peace on earth, it's because I have peace in my heart and I am enjoying this peace in my heart, and that's all that matters. Now, can you say there now is peace on earth and it began with you? And what happens? You cannot look at other people and say they have to be peaceful. You cannot look at other people and say they have to shape up or ship out. They have to get their act in order. You don't say that. You only say one thing. You say, all is in divine order now. You only say one thing, and that is that you are fantastic, that you are glorified, that you are wonderful, that you are marvelous, that you are all that is good and beautiful. Yes, you are all that is good and beautiful. And when you say you are all that is good and beautiful, then what happens? When you say that you are all that is good and beautiful, then that is what you are.
You are all that is good and beautiful. I am an example from this day forward. So, when I talk to my friends around the world, wherever they may be, under whatever circumstances they may be struggling, I say to them, I am an example from this day forward of whatever. They want health. I am an example from this day forward of ideal health. I'm an example from this day forward of a body that's whole and perfect. I'm an example from this day forward of everything that's in divine order. Yes, that's what I am. I'm an example from this day forward of everything that is beautiful and good and wonderful. And that's really all that matters. I am an example from this day forward of all that is good and beautiful and wonderful, and that is all that matters. That is all that matters to me, and that's all that matters to you or to anybody else. Now, if you're going to be a practitioner and work with other people, then you cannot look at the other people. You can only look at yourself. And you look at yourself and you see how wonderful you are. You see how great you are, how good you are. And as you see how good you are, then you know that you are a fantastic, glorious being. You are a fantastic, glorious being, and that's all that matters. That is all that matters. That's all that ever can matter in your life, because you are a fantastic, glorious being. And as a fantastic, glorious being, then what? You express that in your life. There's no reason for you to be in the hospital. There's no reason for you to have these things. But the thing is, you have to look beyond the illusions that are sometimes there. And if you look at the illusion, then you think that that's the truth. And if you look beyond the illusion, then you see the reality, the truth. You see all that is good and beautiful. You see that, that which is for everlasting. Now, I am an example from this day forward. So from yesterday, I may have had a cold. Today, I say, my body is whole and perfect. Yesterday, I may have had a problem. But today, I say, my body is whole and perfect. And all is in divine order. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to be that way, because that's really all that matters. That's really all that ever can matter and all that ever will matter. To be whole and perfect. To be fantastic. To be glorious. To be wonderful. To live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. To live in my ideal beingness. To live in who and what I am. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. Nothing else matters. Nothing else makes any difference in my life, in my world, in my understanding. I start up my computer anew. I start up my life anew. I start up my thinking anew. And I'm living anew. I am an example from this day forward. So, from this day forward, I say I'm whole and perfect, and so it is. From this day forward, I say all is in divine order, and so it is. From this day forward, I speak my word and claim the truth about me and all in my world, and so it is. Now, if I dare to look at another person and see an illusion, and I see the illusion of a broken arm, and then I say, you're whole and perfect, I'm no good. I'm not helping them. I have to be able to look beyond that broken arm to see the truth of them, to see the truth that they really are whole and perfect, wonderful, fantastic. If I see any bandage, if I see any broken arm, if I see any illness, if I see any lack in any way, I am not a good practitioner. For the practitioner first purifies their own consciousness and then works with the individual. You and I are practitioners for ourselves. And we say, I am an example from this day forward of whatever it is that I choose to be. I'm an example of the ideal person. I'm an example of the ideal body. I'm the example of the ideal allness. And that's really all that matters. That's all that matters. I am that example. And because I am that example, what happens? What happens when I am that example? What happens when I am that example? I am all now. And I am all forever. And that's all that matters. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Can you say that for yourself? Can you assure yourself that? Can you know that it's the truth for you? Can you know that all things are working in divine order for you? Well, say it claim it, know it, and live it. And as you do that, everything works out in perfect divine order for you all the days of your life and for anyone else that you work with. Yeah, all is in divine order now, and it is done. I love you. I love you. I love you.